Foxton Readers. Level 1. The Prisoner of Zenda by Anthony Hope. Retold by C.S. Woolley. Read by David Coggins. Chapter 1. "You're lazy," said Rose, my sister-in-law. I went to school in Germany. I can speak English, French, German, Italian, and Spanish. I can use a sword and a gun. I can ride horses. She always tells me, "You need a job." One day she said, "Sir Jacob is going to be ambassador in 6 months. He will give you a job. Robert will speak to him." "I am going to Ruritania. The Prince of Ruritania is my cousin. They are going to crown him very soon, and I want to see his crowning ceremony," I said to Rose. So I went to Ruritania. On the way, I stopped in Paris. I met two men, Bert and George. Bert was in love with a lady called Antoinette de Morban. I left Paris on a train to Dresden. Antoinette was on the same train. I changed trains in Dresden. Antoinette did the same. "She is going to Ruritania too," I thought. She didn't want to speak to me. I stopped in the town of Zenda. It wasn't far from Strelsau, the capital of Ruritania. I went to an inn to sleep. An old lady and her two daughters ran the inn. "The prince's crowning is very soon," the pretty daughter said. "Duke Michael is the hero of Zenda. All the Ruritanians know him, but we don't know the new king," said the old lady. "They shaved his beard too. The duke's keeper saw him," said the other daughter. "The king will crown the prince tomorrow," said the pretty daughter. "You have the same red hair as the prince," she said to me. "Is the prince with the duke?" I asked. "Yes, they're brothers. He's coming to visit," said the old lady. "They both love the same woman," one of the daughters said. "The same woman?" I asked. "Yes, Princess Flavia. She'll be queen," said the old lady. The door to the inn opened. Johann walked in. He stared at me. "What is it, Johann?" asked the old lady. "This man wants to see the crowning ceremony." "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stare," said Johann. "Do you know the prince?" Johann asked me. "No, but I hope to see him tomorrow. Good night, ladies," I said.